You have reached Atheist Republic voicemails. God may not be listening to you, but the citizens of the Atheist Republic are. Leave us a voicemail on atheistrepublic.com for a chance to have your message broadcast to our followers worldwide. Send us your opinions, stories, advice, or concerns. Together, we'll build a platform for atheist voices all around the globe.
Hello, Mr. Armin Nawabi, sir. Why are you targeting always Hindu gods?
Please, I beg you, please don't use Hindu goddesses' name and pictures to spread atheism. Please, I beg you.
Hey, Armin Nawabi. Man, you are a kind of motherfucker, yaar. Seriously. Now, Muslims are born motherfucker. Your ex-Muslim, I don't know what is your ideology, but I have rarely seen that big motherfucker what you are. Bloody hell.
If you not stop the Hindu religious God printed and otherwise, I was you and your company, so you can stop the printed of Hindu God. You have no manners, idiot. I will destroy soon.
Listen, I don't care who you are. What I want to say is, don't make fun of our God. We are Hindu. And we respect all the religions, not only religion. We respect every human being. But please don't do this. You making fun of our goddess, and you also making something like I can't explain. So please don't do this. Otherwise, you are going to regret it.
Firstly, I must thank Atheist Republic for inspiring a lot of people around the globe, you know, giving them the comfort they need. Yeah. And then I have to say that your artworks are beautiful. It's awesome. And especially the Kali and Sita one. It's beautiful, man. And keep doing the works. You have a lot of support from India, and we will keep supporting you. Five Light is Republic.
Man, you are still Muslim. You are not. You are just hurting our feelings by selling Kali web t-shirt. You are still Muslim because criticizing and hurting feeling are different words. You are still Muslim. Maybe you are ashamed on your religion, but I am not. I am Hindu and I proud mourn myself.
Hi, so if you're atheist, which is you don't believe or reject the belief that other deities exist, why are you making pictures of Hindu gods which someone else believes they exist? Aren't you using their beliefs? Why do you want to do that, mocking some religion? You believe there is no deities or no God, that is your wish. But mocking someone else's religion to make your point, I don't think it's justifiable. So I hope you take down the Hindu gods' pictures or whatever, which are offensive. You can use them to say the rest of the things which are fine. But using a naked goddess's menstruating or the Hinduism LGBTQ+ is very offensive. It doesn't mean I'm against LGBTQ or that I'm against menstruation, but you could use other things to depict it instead of using a particular religion. Thank you.
Hey everyone at the Atheist Republic team. I was just going through the voice mails that other people have left you and I couldn't stop laughing. Oh my god. What I love about your art is that it challenges the imaginary beings that people believe in and call it models to believe in it, not knowing that the source of all of those stories are probably bogus. They've just accepted that it's the eternal truth that these goddesses existed, that they had powers and yada yada. But instead of getting offended and worrying about you offending their belief system, not one of them has questioned if they were really a goddess or not, or if they could be, because we live on the same earth with the same physics that everybody has across all millennia. So it's fucking impossible for anyone to have divine, in quotes, divine powers. And I like that you're challenging imaginary people that have been thought to have existed, and that's how this is relevant to you, because you would do it regardless of which imaginary character from which story. Please keep going, do not stop. We love that you have the balls to do this, and I think it's a visionary that is needed to come up with something like this, because I think 50 years from now or 100 years from now, the next generation, do you really think they're gonna take, like, they're gonna give a fuck about art related to this or just God or goddesses in general? Like, just think about it. So you've actually started a movement or a waterfall right now in 2020, which I think is going to, like, show its effects, and it's gonna be far more acceptable a century from today. So kudos to you for doing that, to challenge everything else, to be a free thinker and say that I'm not going to back down because a couple of people are going to get offended. Please continue to challenge imaginary characters.
Hello. Hi, this is Abhishek from India. Big hello to the whole of Atheist Republic. So yeah, I'm a proper atheist. I was brought up as a Christian, proper Catholic, but along the way, you know, I realized that is a whole big lot of crap. So, anyways, the specific thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, the sexy Kali picture that you posted. So, you know, I kind of shared it with a few of the people I knew. All kinds of people, you know, atheists, agnostics, and firm believers of Hinduism and all. So, you know, I kind of assessed what their response was to it. And I think I can give you a kind of a decent idea of what people belonging to the educated section of Indian society would respond to it in a way. So, as for Hindus, general trend was that, you know, a lot of people were offended, which kind of makes sense. But the big difference in that was, you know, like a weird thing in that was, it was mostly the men who were offended with the sexy Kali picture. They were actually quite offended. So offended that they didn't want to discuss the picture at all. Like, if you ask them, you know, what is offensive about this picture, they just won't mention it. Which is obvious. I mean, the thing that they find it offensive is that it's a female goddess who is nude or in a sexual way in a picture. On the other hand, when it comes to women, like firm Hindu believers, their response was quite different. Like, most of them weren't exactly offended. They were, you know, they're like, okay, yeah, this is a good picture and good artwork, but I won't wear it out on a t-shirt or something, because it makes sense. If you go out and wearing that on a t-shirt, you're for sure you'll get lynched by a fucking mob. kind of scary, but it is important. So what I observed was that most of the women around here, they don't find it so offensive. Now, I'm not talking about those, you know, orthodox women who will be like, oh, go crazy all over it, but I'm talking about somewhat believers, and they were educated. So they said, you know, like, it's a female body, it's what it is, and sexy is a compliment, which is a very good way to look at it, which is amazing. But it was men who were finding it offensive. So it kind of gives you an idea, you know, that how religion, Hinduism as such, plays over here. That it's also oppressive towards women. And it has, in a way, created this idea that the female body should be covered at all times. And the whole idea of sex is bad. Because the moment you know, bring God and the concept of sex together, or nudity together, suddenly it becomes immoral and impure and extremely blasphemous to an extent where they don't want to even discuss it, which is kind of sad, you know. Like, these people, a lot of them don't even see the kind of irony over there, but they try to be woke. But the moment you know, do this, you post a sexy cult pic, they'll be all butthurt and they'll go crazy over it. Holy shit, how do you do that? How can you do that? It's funny. I mean, I guess it'll happen with time. People are, you know, more people get educated, more people grow beyond this kind of stuff. And especially in India, where, you know, like, religion plays a huge role in politics and kind of, you know, shapes our life. So, yeah, let's see. I'm hopeful. I'm an atheist, and, you know, talk to people around me, try to make them realize what the fuck is true. So yeah, let's see. Hopeful for the future. Thank you for hearing me.
Please consider supporting us by sharing the podcast with your fellow heathens or donating by going to atheistrepublic.com and clicking on support. Subscribe to Atheist Republic voicemails on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And please leave us a review.